Hello, what is up? It's Jacob, Jakey P, JP, whatever you want to call me. And I'm back. Jakey Thoughts, episode 17. And it's gonna be a little bit different of an episode. It's gonna be a little bit shorter. But today is currently May 10th, 2024, at 6:22 a.m. And I have to work in 5.5 hours, but I'm just looking at stuff, doing my late night owl things, and was thinking that I wanna rebrand Jakey Thoughts. I like the idea of Jakey Thoughts, and I understand why I made this. But I made this 5 years ago. I made Jakey Thoughts in 2019 as a high school student. A lot of the things I do now is because I either started doing it. I started in high school or did it before high school. Like, example, music. I was making music in high school as a joke. Now I'm actually trying to take it a little bit more, make it a really fun hobby for me. Jakey Thoughts. I started in high school as a way to just express my feelings on certain topics, subjects, people. Just gonna rebrand it. Streaming video games. I've been streaming, I played video games for a long time. I've been making YouTube probably since I was 8 or 9, but streaming, I actually started streaming when I got my PS4. I think that was either 2018, 2019. So everything that I do now was mostly started in high school. And I'm 21 now. So I could change, I could rebrand these things. So that's what I'm going to do with Jakey Thoughts. I'm going to try to make it something different. I want it to be something where it's like a diary, more thing. Like, yeah, it's still Jakey Thoughts. But like a diary. Like, this is my diary. People write diaries. No, I'll make up this podcast a diary. Or like how I feel about certain things or what I'm currently doing. That's what I want to make this more into. Although I do enjoy talking about the future or the past, that's, I think, making Jakey Thoughts more of a present thing and what I'm currently doing at this time in my life, or at this week, what I'm doing today, tomorrow, what I did yesterday. Like, that's more, I think that's the direction I want to go. Instead of doing theoretical things, if that makes sense. And hopefully, honestly, with this, I do want to try to get people on Jakey Thoughts. People that I could just, we could just have a chit-chat conversation about life. Put that on here, but more so about the same hobbies that me and someone, or same thought process. Like, that's what I want. If I want a special guest, that's my pitch. It's like, I want this to be an area where you just feel freely to express how you feel about certain topics and see if, are we, what's the, what's, are we doing the same thoughts? We have different thoughts, you know, why do you think like this? Why do I think like that? And boom, that's a good combo. So that's something I don't want to do with this. And, but yeah. I made this 5 years ago, so I can look back. Pretty sure April 28th, 2019 was me, so 5 years and a couple of days, week from now or before. And yeah, I use it as a way to just say random shit, say whatever was on my mind at 2 or 3 a.m. on a school night. And I still live that way. I still sleep late and use these late nights to do things, do a lot of productive things. But I just want to change your thoughts into something more. It's like, what am I currently doing? And what have I been doing? Because I don't make these daily. I don't make these weekly. I make it every, when I feel like it. Which I could always make these weekly. Or I could always make these every month. And maybe I will if I, like, make this more of a hobby too. Like, get different people on here. That'd be cool. But yeah, I'm just gonna talk about what I've been currently working on since the last time I did this was like end of April. So I'm back from Chicago. Chicago trip was a blast. I love Chicago. I definitely want to go back to Chicago, hopefully in the summer. I have to figure out the dates for that, but hopefully in the summer I can go back because I really enjoyed it. It's probably the most fun I've had in a long time. And Theoretically, like, I don't want to talk about future, but I wouldn't mind moving out there. If I found a roommate to live with, which I think I have one already, I wouldn't mind living there. It kind of provides everything I want from a city while also having enough other stuff to do outside of the city. And there's a lot of the states close are nice. Like, Virginia's a good state, but I'm bored of Virginia and I'm not gonna, like, unless I move out to like a different part of Virginia where I've never been, the parts that I go to all the time, day and night, it's pretty boring. It's literally unless I move like an hour, 2 hours away from where I currently live, then Virginia will be fun again. But I'm not inclined to move in Chicago in the next year or so. That's one of my plans, especially after finishing my school. I definitely can get a better job and find a job any state. And then, find a roommate. And I think it'd be fine as like a what, 22-year-old, 23-year-old. That'd be fine. But that's definitely one thing I thought of when I was there. I was like, it was kind of used as a way to like obviously like look at like the cool attractions and see how the city is, but also like how is the life? How does it look? How does it look during spring towards summer? Like it looked pretty nice, honestly. I like the city a lot. A lot of good things I like about it. It's a lot of There's a lot, you could use the bus, you could use the metro, you could walk a lot of the places. You don't necessarily need a car, but I would have a car in Chicago because I enjoy driving a lot, so I'd probably drive city to city. Obviously not sketchy city, but I'd go from Chicago to like Rockford or something if I'm bored, I don't know. But yeah, I enjoy like the many different things it has. I enjoy the many different colleges. If I want to continue, if I was to continue school and I lived in Chicago, I would definitely consider one of the schools there, for sure. I feel like the city kind of is like a lot of. It's like what I want from a city, right? It's like everything I kind of wish for. It's nice. Has a lot of different places to eat. There's sports. There's events. Safe. Chicago safe. Illinois state? Okay, there's lots of sketchy areas. That's the like specific stuff in Chicago where you don't want to go, but the most of it, 90% is good, 10%, yeah. That's like every city state though. But it was a very fun trip. Left on the 29th? Yeah. Pretty sure it's the 29th. Let me check the date. Yeah, left on 29th. Got there at like 8. The whole trip was so fun, but like had the brunch and did other stuff, and then like Wednesday was like the dead day, like because we were just obviously really tired, and I just slept so long. But went to zoo, went a lot of good places to eat. A lemon new lemonade spot opened there, and just a 10 out of 10 experience for only being there for 3 days. That was probably the most fun I've had. I'm planning to go back sometime in the summer, hopefully. I just gotta work out my schedule if I want to do that and talk to my managers about that. But if I do end up going back, I mean, I'm gonna fly, I'm not gonna drive. That's driving, it's a hassle. It's like 11-hour drive. And if I put it, let me put it in Google Maps for fun, right? I'm gonna just say, oh, let's just put this because. Yeah, this is a 12 hour drive. And it says no. Now what if I put it's 12 hours without tolls. Yeah, bro, I'm gonna get shot. I can't. No, but it's like a 12-hour drive if I want to drive there. But definitely gonna fly there again. But like I said, hopefully in the summer, go back and explore more things I wasn't able to explore in the 3 days. Maybe stay there for 5 days. Although I don't know how that work because I have a lot of shifts to cover get covered, but I would definitely want to sit there for at least a week. And yeah, but that Chicago trip came back. And while I was in Chicago, I definitely. So I've think maybe the last 2 or 3 weeks I started listening to the band Beach Bunny, which is really funny. They're actually from Chicago, and they went to like DePaul University, which is in Chicago. So when I was there in Chicago, I was thinking about that. I was like, I've been listening to for like a like maybe less than a month by now, but I've listened to so many of their songs from Chicago, and I was like, I like their style of music, and like I'm making music for fun on and off, but like let me. Because I the last time I made music was kind of like a post breakup couple songs. How I feel. Because the way I see songwriting is how a lot is the same way a lot of musicians, like songwriters see it. It's like, yeah, you could write songs for fun, that's fine. But I like writing songs that like what you're going through, what your raw emotions, how you feel about something. If something good happens, you want to use that good, positive energy to write something positive. If something bad happens, like a breakup, I want to use, instead of like crying, which I did, instead of using all my energy just crying and pouting, rather use a little bit of that energy to start, let me write. Whether it's me writing in a journal for myself, making a little diary, voice recording like this, or using that to write a song, which in turn, I think is a better return on investment because one, I'm expressing my feelings and getting it all out. Two, I'm making music, which I enjoy. Three, I get to experiment and listen to different beats. Four, I get inspiration from other artists because I'm a big music person. I listen to a lot of different music. So I was like, and then I've been listening to Beach Bunny, and that's like, that's what their lead singer, that's what she does. Like I put a lot of time and effort like in looking at different artists, and that's and she's like, yeah, I have to get like the mood or like emotion to like a positive or negative to write, and then she can just write and write, and that's how I feel about it now, and that's how I've been writing it. Because when I was used to write songs, I would just be like, it's just a joke. I'll just write like a. Four lines about whatever, drugs and money and grind, right? But now, especially after a breakup, I have a lot of feelings and expressions that are within me that I just let be silent. But instead of letting them be silent, I could use those however I'm feeling and put them into songs. And it's cool for me to listen in. Maybe I could send it to some random person and world, and they listen and be like, you know what? I could relate to that. And whether it's four people listening or 40 or 400, that doesn't change. The point of me making music to me is for me. I just want to express myself how I feel and that, put it in a song, and yeah, whether it sounds good or it sounds like I can't sing or I can't rap, that's someone else to judge. That's not the point. I do it for fun, but I also just want to put out a message from my song. There's a message in every song I make now. And yeah, that's currently what I've been working on. So I've used the inspiration from listening to Beach Bunny, which they're like awesome, which are actually on tour right now, which is coincidental. But yeah, they're on tour. But yep, I used that, and I've been trying to put more focus and effort into my music. Not like a lot effort, but definitely more where it's like I just want to be able to listen to my own song and not like cringe as hard type of focus on it and effort. So yeah, I wrote those songs post breakup. I wrote like six, seven songs post breakup, which I didn't really try that hard. I did write the lyrics, but I didn't put the most effort. But I thought Beach, but their albums are based on her experiences with relationships and her own like problems that she had as a teen, and I was like, why don't I take inspiration from that and make why don't I make like songs and like a quote unquote album or like I don't know an EP or maybe just a song that has the same thing. It's like let me take the feelings I had when I was a high schooler or a college, or feelings now, right? Let me get into that feel and that emotion. Let me go back in my mind, get back into that, and just start writing, right? Let me find a beat. Let me find if it's gonna be sad song or happy. Find that and let me start writing about it, and then make a song out of it. And that's what I've been doing. It's honestly, it's been really fun. It's like, I don't really care if the songs sound good. I just like the message that I get out of songs. And so far, I was like, okay, that's what Beach Bunny does. That's what the lead singer does. I'm gonna do it. So I'm currently working on a album, which I want to be 15 songs or more, which I think I might add more, because I think what I've been through warrants more than 15 songs. But I named it A Boy's Perspective, because basically in my eyes, when I think of a boy's perspective, I think of like a teenage boy or a young college freshman who just trying to figure out like the relationship. Because how I see it's like, there's always albums about the girl side of like being rejected by the football player, or a girl where she gets shamed for being not a beauty standard. That's a lot of, you see that a lot. But I want to Uno reverse card it, and I want the boy side of it. That's why I want it to, and like, instead of being a top football player who all the girls want, I want to be like that nerd where everyone's bullying the nerd because he's a nerd, right? He's a loner. He sounds weird. He says, with the sigma. Like, that's what I want to get out of this. So I based this on what I kind of felt in high school, because I was basically a loner. And like, I feel like if girls saw me, they'd be like, he's a freaking loner. He's not cool. He doesn't play sports. He's not the top of his class, right? That's kind of the inspiration I got out of that, because I want to do the flip side of it. And then like, and then I want to tie that into my experience when I was in a relationship, pre-relationship, during relationship, and post. Because post relationship, I could relate so much because I just went through it a couple months ago. So I could use those sad feelings, put them in songs, make them nice. I'd use the during relationship about things I didn't like, or what I didn't like. What like I want to, I kind of want to be like a little sadder type of vibe, where it's like during this, there's a lot of con, there's a lot of bad stuff which people don't want to talk. I want to put that into a song too. I want to be like, sometimes you like examples, like sometimes you can't reach them, right? Or they ghost you for some reason, or they don't want to talk. I want to put that into a song, right? Or like pre-relationship, when you're trying to get into a relationship and you go into dating apps, or you go on dates, you get rejected, you get swiped left, people judge you for who you are, or who they perceive you to be. Those are three types of topics that I want to write this album about. And that's why I named it A Boy's Perspective, because it's my experiences when it comes to dating, relationship, and any experience that are within me as a teenager going through life as like a lower classman, a lower man. I wasn't the best athlete at the school. I wasn't the top of my class. I wasn't valedictorian. I wasn't any of that. I was just a kid with a mediocre GPA and played video games all day, all night. So definitely making this album feel personal. And I thoroughly enjoy it, because the ideas are kind of endless, because I could write songs about so much different things that I went through, and so many things that I like, what I truly think about. Like, they say nice guys finish last, but like, I think you could be fake and girls like you, but I think being yourself is hard for females to accept. And things that I write about so far, I've written 8 songs. Work on, like I said, 15 or more is my goal on this. I've released 5 out of 15, and I like the message. They maybe don't sound the best, but so far, one's called Just a Boy, and it's just I sing about, it's basically the introduction song for the album, where I'm talking about, I say, I'm just a boy with a perspective, and I'm just a boy who's rejected. Basically, I'm just saying, like, I'm just, like I said, I'm just a boy, I'm just a teen, just a man, where I could have visions and thoughts, but it's gonna get rejected. That's basically what I talk about in that song. I can repeatedly say that, and I just say, like, one of the lyrics is, I'm just a boy who's trying, or I'm just a boy with a vision, I'm just a boy with ambitions. It's true. I have a vision, but my ambition, I have a vision and ambitions, but that's a matter if it's rejected in society, whether it's by people that are older or whenever. The next song that I have is Prom Day, which is just basically, it's kind of more a happy song. Basically just talking about prom. How kind of how my prom was. It's kind of a knock on prom dress and prom night and prom queen, those three songs. So I want to see something prom-y. It's more of a happy song, but it's talking about my pink suit and pink dresses and kind of just a little bit like a prom-y type shit. Next song is Zone Now, which I made a couple years ago. And it's kind of like, I perceive the song as a boy who's kind of lost in his, I'm kind of lost in my mindset, right? That's where zoned out means, where I can't just think. I'm kind of, I have to try really hard to focus. That's what kind of my inspiration for zoned out. And I'd say I may be a dropout or a fallout boy, which is probably my favorite line I've written, or dropout. And I'm basically just talking about basically just like I said, just not be like not be able to focus, like ADHD basically. The next song, Tears Are Falling. It's just like more of a saddy type thing. I mean the I literally call it Tears Falling. It's just talking about like the sadness. Like I'm just talking about like I basically just kind of make the song about like when I'm down, I just cry, and in society, men aren't allowed to cry or they're frowned upon. So I kind of sing tears are falling and saying I am falling. And I say I cry at night, which is true. And the fifth song I have is Forgotten, which is basically like it's my way of saying it's my way of forgetting about a relationship. It's me getting past it or trying to forget because and when you get broken up to, it's hard to forget. So I'm using that song as a way to like say I forgot. So I'm just like I sing like I say like what is your name? Did I call you babe? Because I'm trying to pretend like I've short-term memory, trying to basically get short-term memory and say, what is your name? Did I call you babe? And I say like I say, I can't remember. Did you wear leather boots or leather jacket? Because it's in my head, I have short-term memory, so I don't, I know I've seen the other person, but and that's what I'm trying to perceive as of short-term memory, trying to completely forget about that person, try to completely erase them. So that's another song. Sorry, I'm looking at all the titles right now. Cause I've written the titles, I just gotta like what do you call it? I just gotta finish them. Okay. The next song is but I finished is She Broke Me Up. So just talking about like just getting broken up with I'm just talking about like getting broken up with by a like how I got broken up with. So I'm not kind of talking about that. Like I have the lyrics for it. Like I can yeah, I'm just saying she broke me up and I say it broke me into a million pieces. I'm crying. I feel dead, broken heart, shattered. So I'm basically just talking about like that's how you feel when you get broken up to or broken up with. And then my next another song I wrote was I'm Over You, which is basically me like saying like don't call me, I'm over you. I moved on. And I say like I'm over you with your love lies and your constant flirt with other guys. I'm just saying like I'm just saying like I didn't like that during the thing, and now I'm completely over you. I don't want you back. Basically, that's the message I got out of that song. Next song I have is Ripped Heart, and it's just the feeling of having your heart like snatched away. Like, basically, I'm saying, like, a woman completely ripped my heart. That's literally what it says. Just like, literally, just having a woman rip your heart out. Whether it's them being abusive or hurting you emotionally, physically. I talk about ripped me to shreds, ripped me apart, ripped out my soul, tore me apart. So much that you feel dead because your heart's gone. That's the message I got. Another song that I'm currently working on. Those are the songs I finished. Those are it. I have more songs. I have a song called Rejected Neglected, which I think is gonna be about getting rejected. Well, and like having like I want that to be like having your feeling like my feelings rejected and like completely neglected where they don't even care. That's my thought on that's my idea for that song. Use Me. Obviously, I just so far I've only been one verse for it, but just talking about getting taken advantage of by a female. It's like sometimes they date for their own good, that's kind of the message I want to get out of that. Another song called Why Me Not You. That song's more like I don't know, I'm trying to like it's like why how I want Why Me Not You to be about is like I mean like I want to talk about how I'm getting hurt out of this and like how come you chose me and not like why couldn't you experience like why couldn't you go through your lumps by yourself, right? Why do you have to rope me into it? And that's basically what I'm gonna use that song to. It's like why'd you hurt me? Because it's like your own problems. You use that to hurt me. That's why I want lost emotions. That's basically what it says. Just talking about like I can't feel anything because I've been through so much. The only thing I could really feel now is the pain, the sorrow that you've given or a female like a relationship gives is like you lose emotions. Like you don't start feeling things when you go through a lot of bad like relationships. You just don't feel it. Unmatched, I want to use that song as like a way of talking about like the like dating apps or like swiping left or going out on dates and then I didn't realize like they're not a good fit. Just talk about kind of like that aspect of dating. Please Stay Away, it's just like it's kind of the same as I'm Over You but more direct, I think. Like I'm over you, so I'm over you, right? But Please Stay Away is like, I don't even want to see you in like public. Like I don't want to catch you anywhere because you hurt me that bad where I don't even want to see you. So like, don't ever hit my phone. Don't even think of me. Don't even hit up my mutuals. Don't do nothing. Just completely stay away. And then Loving Hurts. Obviously, it's just me talking about love and how love is like it's like a drug. That's what I say. Love's like a drug. It could be good or it could be bad. And this it's loving hurts because I know personal experience. When I was in a relationship, I love too much when leaving was so hard because I love that much. And loving hurts when they leave you, you care, you still care so much. And it still brings you so much pain. Meanwhile, on the flip side, they don't even care anymore because they moved on so quick. So, I have my work cut out. I have nine more songs to do, and probably more, because I want to make this, like I said, not just about perspective, dating relationships, and experience within that I've had, or what I see, like, society standards. So, I can make more songs, really. If I get in the mood, I can make more songs than what I've written, and then title them after. So, yeah, it's been a very fun process. I make sure I write all the lyrics down. And yeah, I'm not really like hoping that I'm not trying to become like viral popular, but like I would love to collab with others, or at least just have people listen, understand the message, understand the concept of the album and why I wanted it. Because getting broken up with sucks, but I could use those feelings and those sadness to put it in something that is like art, because it's music, and something that I would enjoy, look back and be like, that's awesome that I did that. And maybe more music. More happy music. I really enjoy making sad music and like love music, lover boy songs, because like I'm a lover boy, so it's fun for me to make that type of music, where, because I've only had one relationship, but like I've always wanted to be get in a relationship, because I've seen it and I've been in it and I've experienced it, where it's like, what do you call it? It is fun. A relationship, like, it has so much. It's such a good time to spend with someone else that you could trust, and yeah, it's like, it's awesome. So like, I definitely want to make love songs are fun to make. Honestly, I thoroughly enjoy making it. I can relate to it so much, and like what I've been through or what I've heard from friends, right? It's easy. That's why I like it. But maybe I'll go back to making rap, because rap's rap, and I can drop bars. I know how to drop bars. Like I know I can drop bars. Yeah, like rap's rap. I can also drop it, and like more like say I want to make more singy songs. So far, I'm making a lot of singy songs, and they're fun. They're fun to make singy songs. And yeah, I mean, like I said, I enjoy making them. When I am not working, I'm trying to find more beats and edit the beats where they sound perfect. Find indie beats, trying to find R&B beats, trying to get emo beats. Bedroom pop, indie rock, alternate guitar, post-punk. There's so many different genres where I'm getting beats from, and then I edit them so they give me a unique sound that fits how I want to, fits what I'm thinking of, right? And then I just start singing, or I think of a subtopic, sing about it, write the lyrics based off that, and then I do like a rough draft, and then I do like a final. That's how I've been doing it, and it's pretty efficient. It takes like an hour to make a song, but yeah, a good one. But the process, I think finding the right beat, and adjusting the beat, changing the if it went from A minor to a D minor, or D major to an E major, or E B major, or C D major. Those are the hardest things to do. Once I find that, get that tune, figure out how I'm feeling. Like if I'm sad, I want to make a sad song, then I gotta find a sad beat. Change a little bit, make it whether faster BPM or a little bit slower BPM to express it. And then I just think of the subject, which I'm currently thinking of. Start, I'll do a find a topic, write the topic on a Google Doc, and then start writing the verses and the chorus, the hook. Write it, sing it, revise the lyrics that I wrote, redo it, and then listen to it. If it's good, I'll do it, I'll post it, and if it's not, I'll keep doing it until I find the right way to express. And yeah, it's been fun, I really want to finish this quote unquote album, because I'm actually trying. Like all the other songs, like yeah, I put like half effort, but this time I'm putting like 100%. And every day I'm not working, I try to put more effort. I want to put more emotion into the song. I want to put more energy into it. I want to really capture that feeling that I have, or I currently have or had during that time, because I could have made so many. I could use all the positive and negative things I had in my life and turned them into positive, like turned it into music or a podcast or a diary note. So I think it's a good way to relax, get it all out, and then move on to the next day, when you'll see how you feel at the end of that day. And I think that's a good therapeutic way of living, and it's been fun. But yeah, I hope to continue making more songs as JKP. Now, especially since I can post on Spotify, make more songs, maybe get more listeners. At least like maybe don't be the most listeners, but I just want people to understand what the songs are about and why I write these songs. I'll not just out of self pleasure, right? Because it is self pleasure, but not only. So I want to express my feelings out, my thoughts. Maybe I won't say it to someone in a conversation, but if they listen to me, then they'll really understand like how I feel about dating, or how I feel about this, or how I feel about that, how I feel about other subjects. A song that I scratched off that thing was gonna make a song about like being bi or being gay, because like I feel like how I act at work, people probably think I am bi or gay or both. So, and personally, I am straight, but it's definitely a subject where I wouldn't mind writing a song about, like, because on my last job, I was perceived, they thought for a long time that I was, those things, but I've been straight my entire life. And although I have put a little bit of thought process in, like, being bi or being gay, I know deep down it's not for me, but on paper, maybe I could kind of act like one. So I was gonna make a song talking about that perception and just talking about it, because I feel like it's like if you're like, because I don't act like a man's man. That's how I was saying. I'm like, I'm not like a like ooh, I'm fucking like I don't drink. I don't have all a full arm sleeve. I'm not like a rock star. Not like a bodybuilder. Like I'm just like a 5'8" skinny Asian boy, skinny Asian man who looks like he's 18, 17 maybe. Even a lot of people think I'm 16 before, think I'm high school, but like just because I look like that doesn't not mean I'm any less of a man. I just don't I'm just not like in your face type shit. Doesn't mean like I'm a fucking feminine man. No, I'm just not like in their face, like how other people, that's not my style. But I was hoping to make a song about someone like that, because like I'm not like a very soft person, but I'm definitely softer than like a lot, like most men, because that's just how my mom raised me. That's how why I have like such high respect, and how I talk, how I feel is a little bit different. Just because how I was brought up when I was little, so I think it's an advantage. I feel like I can relate to the feminism more than most males, so hey, it works for me. And I was gonna make a song about it, but we'll see. Currently, I just want to finish these 9 or 10, whatever, how many of our songs. And like, if I never run out of ideas, I could make this album a 20, 25, 30 song album. But if I have to say, because in my opinion, it is quality over quantity. I could make 30, 40, 50 songs this month alone, but they could be dog shit, and they can't really be. They won't be putting out the message I want. Because I was looking at my band lab, I was like, and I look at the suggested albums. I listen, like I look at their profile. And they have like 100, 200 songs. It's like, and I listen to them, and it's like, I listen like 5, and it's like, yo, this is like ass. If you just, instead of making 100 songs, you made 20 songs, but made them with a lot more effort. Like, if you put the effort, you make 4 songs, right? You get rid of 4 songs, but you put the effort, they put in the 4 songs into only one song. That's gonna be really a good song. I'm not gonna say it's gonna be a pop hit, but it's gonna be way better. And that's my thought. Because I could make a song every night. Like, I could make songs every night. I know that, which is nice. But do I want to make 5 songs a night? Or do I want to make one song per night, but make a good song every night? Boom. That's my thought process. Because I gotta find the beat. That's a process in itself. Edit the beat. That takes 2 or 3 minutes only. Find the subject. how I feel, basically. So if I feel happy, I want to make someone happy. If it doesn't make sense, put that topic on my Google Doc. Listen to the beat. Figure out where it's the chorus, where it's the intro, where the chorus is, where the hook. If there's a bridge, is there a pre-chorus? How many verses is the song? That's I have to do that, and then I'll write lyrics, sing those lyrics. Kind of, I'll sing the lyrics, but also freestyle it. Listen to it, write down the lyrics if the freestyle if the write down the freestyle lyrics if they're good, and then I'll re-record the voice a couple times until it's the way. And then I put some effects on the vocals because, like, I know my voice isn't the best, so I put whatever effects feels that I think matches the song. Do that, which takes a couple minutes. Listen to it again with the vocals, and if it's good, I change the volume, make sure it has good volume. Listen to it one last time, and then I post it on BandLab, and then from BandLab I download it on, and I post it on my DistroKid, and then boom. That process takes an hour or two for like a good song. I could easily release trashy freestyles. And like I can just do rap songs. I can make so many more songs tonight, but they won't be as good quality wise. Cause then it's just me picking up a beat and just spitting freestyle, which is fine. I could just freestyle sing, but it's not as good. I think me writing this down clearly has a like it. My songs have a better message and they sound better to me now. Although I like my old songs, a lot of them are freestyle-y. I say whatever's in my head, and then I make it work by changing, adding effects. But I think I'm doing it now. Way better. And yeah. But right now, my goal when it comes to music is finish this album with voice perspective. Post. I definitely want to get this done before the end of May, which I think I will. Post it, promote it on social media. See how it does. If it does good, does good. Does bad, does bad. I don't really care. To me, I'm proud that I can make 15 songs. And 15 competent songs. I'm not saying the above average, crazy, great songs put on the radio time. I'm just saying they're competent songs where I could, if I could show it to a stranger and they could like at least listen to it and then somewhat find out the message, then boom, happy. So that's my goal. Because music is finish a voice perspective, and then after that, maybe I'll start doing some singles or like EPs. Maybe little 4 or 5 song, little mixtapes, whatever. Maybe I'll go back to rapping, go back to my auto-tune rap, go back to some R&B, maybe go country. I don't know. I do screamo music. Like, who knows? After I finish this. Yeah, just finish this. It might be 20 songs. Like, honestly, like, I could make a song per night. Like the days I don't work for 4 days, so I can make a song for on those days. Boom. So yeah, I could get this to 20 songs. Then I could talk about so many different things. But yeah. And then personally, like myself, outside, like I haven't streamed video games in a bit, so I probably want to get back to my streaming grind. Personally, I got temporary tattoos, so I hope they look good. I'm planning, I think I'm gonna dye my hair again. I don't know if I want to go brown or blonde for the summer, but plan to do that. I got these temporary tattoos for like $50. I have it on right now. I'm just waiting for like to change colors because I just put it on. But see how those look. See how tattoos look, and then make a decision if I want to ever get tattoos, which we'll see. Yeah, I haven't gone to a gym in a while, so I gotta cancel my gym membership. I'm personally, like, health wise, I want to continue gaining weight. Mentally, I just want to be strong. Financially, I'm starting to get back to where I was, which is good. And yeah, life is going in the right direction. It is May. Summer is literally around the corner. And summer will be nice. And then I'm planning to go back to school in September. So I just gotta focus like hard. But yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna do in my car. I don't know. I think I'll look to trade it, look for a new one, but if I don't find one, I don't find one. And then motorcycle wise, probably end of summer, early fall would probably when I would do that course. And yeah, that's the land map, or that's the map, that's the road maps they say. But right now, I'm just focused on work, making money, and making music. That's the two things. And yeah, at work, I've been like telling people about it, like whenever I can. I'm like, hey, I make music for fun. Why don't you give it a listen? Or why don't I just show you how it sounds? And if you like, you like. If you don't, you don't. That's fine. But hey, any publicity is good publicity, as they say. And yeah, that's about it. But this is what Jake thought's episode 17. I did start this 5 years ago. And honestly, I'll probably have this for another 5, 10 years for fun. And hey, JDP, the name, just don't forget about it. That's my alias, so never forget about JDP. That's my like alter ego. That's where I can express myself as JDP. That's how I made it. JDP is a what? He's a musician and a podcast. He used those two things to express himself. And I stream. So I don't know if I stream under my normal self or my alter ego. That's kind of my kind of mix of both. But yeah, I do a lot of different things. So man, I'm gonna keep doing those things. But right now, on the work grind, the money grind, the music grind. And yeah, when I finish this fifth like album, whatever, however song I'm think I'll finish it with, the reward will be so worth it. Cause it'll be on Spotify, and I'll be like, oh my god, I have a. And I'll pro what I'll probably do is, when I have the 15, whatever, how much, 15, 20, when I finish all songs, I'll probably delete the prelude, which the pre I just did like a preview. I only did 5 songs. I'll delete it. And then put the complete thing. And they voice correct the complete. And then boom. It's done. And it'll be so rewarding. Even if it doesn't do that well. Even if it has 3 plays on it. 4 plays on it, I don't even care. Because I'll listen to it. And I will enjoy it for myself. But it is 7:09 a.m. I work at 12. I don't know if I'll sleep. But I'll just definitely lay down on my stomach, relax, and yeah. Until next, Jakey Thoughts. Jacob, Jakey P, JP, Jacob Pinchling, whatever you want to call me. I'm out. Peace.